I think the first time I got interested in the link was in 1986 when I was a teacher. You know, at that time it was more or less the school links, and so it was more or less business of school teachers, students, you know, and so that was the time I got interested. And so the work came 1991, work started, and so the link also was adversely affected by the war. So even get meetings was not an easy thing for people to meet for our usual one-week meetings. And so sometimes in 1995-96, at one of our meetings, my name was put up to be the chairman for the link. And so from that time up to 2005, when I left for Freetown, I was serving as chairman for the link. So it was at one of our meetings that, you know, we had a lot of goodwill, a lot of gifts from our friends in the meeting, either in the form of relief, like during the wartime, or educational materials. But most times when these materials come, we distribute them, and that will be the end of it. And we didn't see that as real development. I mean, we wanted to ensure that, in fact, people come here after us. You know, we really appreciate the presence of the link here in our community and what it has been doing. At least something physical, something that people will continue to benefit from. So it was from that one of those meetings that the idea of putting up a multi-purpose building came up. Okay. Although initially it was not a very welcome idea, even from our very members here, first of all, our members here, and even our friends in Lemiting, because to be very candid, that was not their plan to engage in a construction, you know, understand. But we put our point strongly that as far as we are concerned, that was what we wanted. I mean, it can be a very good development for our community. People would benefit from that center from years, I mean, over years. Okay, so finally they agreed that they would assist. So in 2001, I went to Lemiting. We were able to put together a document, a project document for the center. And so I went together with Teresa, who is the current vice chairman of the link, and David Gombu, the secretary. No, not David Gombu, Ewan Foray. He was working for the Bhutan Council. Okay, so the three of us went in 2001. You know, so there we really concretize this project, putting up a multi-purpose center. So from that time, things have been working very well. Now, coming to my experience, actually, to be very frank, my involvement with the link has been a very enriching experience. Actually, I have learned a lot as a result of my association with the link over the years. And I think it has helped me even in my own personal life. One very important thing I've learned is that when we talk about friendship, there's something in friendship that sometimes we take it for granted. But it has a way of influencing even your thinking, your way of doing things. You know, whenever you come to friendship with somebody else, in one way or other, as you interact, each of you will have some fundamental effects on your thinking, on your way of doing things. You know, for example, here, when we talk about volunteerism, for example, the link is a charitable voluntary organization. Most times, people volunteer here, not in the real sense, because in most cases, they expect some reward, you know, as a volunteer. And that is, for me, that should not be the case. Most times, if you say you are volunteering for something to do for your community, I think you should not do it expecting any reward from it. I've also learned a lot about what it means about global citizenship, what it means, what is it all about. I've been able to be exposed to other cultures. You know, it's true that Sierra Leone was a former colony of Britain. And probably because of that past experience, there has been a lot of misunderstandings in some quarters, misconception, you know, some other things which really may not be very good. And so during the time of my involvement in the link, I've come to realize that no culture is perfect. There are good things in their culture and there are bad things. But the most important thing is we have to accept and respect the cultural differences with other people. They can live together. You see, the original idea of the link, maybe in 1986, is changing. Okay, as I started earlier, it was just linking between schools. It was more educational. But it has developed. Now it has become a community issue. A lot of developmental, you know, issues have also come into the link. For instance, the community center. Okay, and for some of us, that's a very good base. If we have to plan future development of the link, I think we have a base, you know. So for me, the communities, the community link in both the book community, I'm sure in the future we play a very important role in the development of this community. That's how I see it. Because we tend to provide some training for young people, skills training, some vocational. You know, I'm sure this will help in the development process of the book community. So I see the link as a very big role in the future in terms of development of the book community. For us to be able to acquire that land where we are now, I think the local community, the local government played a very important role, the Botan Council. But then they had the chairman, but there was one, Mr. Kawa, and he was really very much interested, very instrumental. You know, here, land usually belongs to ruling families. And for you to acquire any land, you know, if you don't get the approval from the farmer chief or whatever, you can't get land, you cannot claim it. So there the local government, you know, the Botan Council came in. I mean, when we talk about development, it should not just be one man's business. So we're thinking partnership, the local government, the link, we all can work together and be able to make a difference in our lives.